Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. retail sales fell in February as auto purchases dropped by the most in more than a year and Americans spent less at restaurants and home improvement stores. Retail sales fell 0.6% last month. Gas station sales rose for the first time in 9 months. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending March 5th. The numbers look like this: in millions of bushels, wheat this year 16.4, next year 1.8, corn this year 16.5, next year 3.8, soybeans this year 6.2, next year 1.1. USDA officials confirmed on Wednesday that H5N2 bird flu was found in a turkey flock in Arkansas. Arkansas is the nation's third largest broiler state, behind only Georgia and Alabama. In Arkansas, a turkey flock of about 40,000 birds in Boone County initially tested positive on March the 10th, and it was confirmed yesterday. Tyson Food stock fell more than $2 a share, or more than 5% on the news. Stock for Pilgrim's Pride Corporation was down $1.91 a share at one time during the day yesterday before slightly rallying. Sanderson Farms stock was also down 5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,786, up 148 points. The NASDAQ, 4311, up 3.75. And the S&P 500 is 2,053, up almost 14 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Another day across the region that's starting off not too bad. We've got a lot of temperatures out there running mostly in the 30s this morning. Not quite as much fog as we've had in the last couple of days, but we still have some of that lingering around from Missouri into southern and central portions of Illinois and straight eastward from there into southern Ohio and southward. Now, some of the fog today is associated with the new storm system that's going to be working its way northward from the lower Mississippi River Basin. If you've looked at radar this morning, you'll find that there's quite a bit of light rainfall occurring in parts of Arkansas and Mississippi and points southward into Louisiana. And as we go forward through this next 24 hours, we'll see that precipitation becoming more enhanced, and it's going to start shifting further to the north. And we'll see the rain working its way across the Ohio River Valley as we move on into the overnight tonight and into the morning tomorrow. We'll likely see a lot of precipitation occurring across the region. Rain totals with this event, which will actually continue into Saturday morning, will run anywhere from around 0.6 inch upwards to nearly 1.75 inches. The area from Missouri into parts of Ohio will be wettest. I think Michigan will probably miss most of the precipitation, and so will northwestern Illinois. But everybody else in that region is going to see precipitation at one time or another. There's a slight chance for a little wet snow in northern Ohio as the storm system exits out of the region. And if you're traveling into the northeastern corner of the U.S. over this next couple of days, be aware that this weekend there will likely be another snow event for parts of the New England states. And that's all part of the same storm system that will be passing through our region over these next 2 days. Now, we are still in the midst of a warming trend, and we will continue to see that dominating a big part of the central and eastern United States. Even though we've got this rain event kind of getting in the way a little bit, we will probably still experience a warmer bias across many areas as we move out through these next few days. The afternoon temperatures yesterday were in the 70s across hard red winter wheat country. They will be there again today and again tomorrow, perhaps even on Saturday and Sunday with Sunday. Maybe some extremes out there over 80 degrees in Nebraska and parts of South Dakota. This is only mid-March, and that's not a good sign. We are going to see some of that warmth work its way into the Midwest, but it's not going to be nearly as significant because of two reasons. One, we've got the cloudiness and the rain coming up with this event coming through the Midwest in the next 2 days. And secondly, there'll be a cool front that will drop through the Midwest as we get towards the early part of next week, and it'll bring another opportunity for a little bit of precipitation, but more importantly, it'll abbreviate the warm-up. So high temperatures in the Midwest here over the next day or so probably run mostly in the 40s and 50s. There will be some 60-degree readings still occurring in the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt and parts of Kansas and Missouri in particular. And we may see a couple of temperatures over 60 near the Ohio River and point southward. But because of the rain, you won't notice it quite so well. A little bit later, after the storm system abates from the Midwest, we will see more sunshine and warmer weather will likely occur at that point. We'll likely see a lot of highs in the 50s and 60s across the region, and perhaps we'll even see a couple of extremes over 70 degrees in Missouri and maybe part of southwestern Illinois. That will occur probably on Monday or Tuesday of next week, just before the colder air comes back. Temperatures are advertised to be quite a bit colder late next week. Be careful about buying into that quite so soon. I think the models are a little carried away with how cold it might get towards the end of next week. So we'll just sit back and wait a little bit and see how that comes together. No changes in South America today, and the biggest concern in the U.S. is about the dryness in the plains in the upper Midwest. This is Drew Lerner, World Weather Incorporated.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter March wheat, not trading. Hasn't had a trade since the open. May wheat is 542 and a quarter, up 1.5. Soft March, 503 unchanged. May, 504 up 5. March corn, 381 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a quarter. May, 388 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a quarter. July, 396 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. December, 412 and a quarter, down 2. March soybeans, 985, down 4. May, 989 and a quarter, down 3.5. July, 993 and a half, down 3.5. November, 968 and a quarter, down 3.25. March soybean meal, 343, down 270. March soybean oils, 3082, down 15. The May, down 17. April live cattle, 155.85, up 25. March feeders, 214.20, down 40. April's down 20. April lean hog, 63.25, down 87.5. The May is down 127.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Well, export sales for corn and beans enough to keep up pace with what USDA was saying for the marketing year, but not a whole lot more than that to talk about or write home about, it looks like to me.
No, it was kind of a non-event, and I think with the amount of rain in the Delta this week, that we can anticipate that Monday's export shipments report is going to be on the low side as well.
So you alluded to the rain in the Delta. Our producers beginning to get a little antsy down there.
Yeah, they are. And it's in the southeast as well as the Delta in mid-south, all the way up as far north, say, as Memphis. Guys are really anxious because they like to have corn planting well underway by the middle part of March.
Let's look at some technicals. Old crop corn, front month May, March in delivery. We saw a death cross in that. We're the 50 going under the 100-day moving average. Do we put much stock in that?
Well, I think all it does is make you a little more nervous that as long as we stay in this sideways pattern that's been locked into, corn's been locked into for 6 weeks, that not much is going on. That death cross is somewhat of a concern, but we're still in this big old fat sideways. Corn really needs to have a solid close over, say, 393.5. 399 is the 200-day moving average. Sure would like to see a close above that. That would call the winter low end for corn.
What about technicals and soybeans?
On the bean side of things, again, we're pretty well locked into a sideways on the May. with the high side of things around 1002. I think the week's high has been 999, something along that line. But we've got pretty good support down in the 980 range. The longer we go sideways, the bigger pop we usually get, whether it's to the up or the downside. And my bent is that both the corn and the beans will break out to the upside.
Turn your attention to livestock, please.
Boy, this cattle market, especially the feeder cattle market's been crazy all week, just huge moves. The hogs yesterday down hard, again down hard, really getting clobbered. June has an awfully large premium to the cash, a large premium to the April hogs. I don't like that look, but certainly that suggests that the trade thinks that hog prices are going to come back.
Thank you much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. March corn, 381 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. May, 388 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. July, 396, down 2 1/2. December, 412 and a quarter, down 2. May beans, 988 and three quarters, down 4. And November soybeans, 967 and a half, they're down 4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.